U.S. police have been accused of violating the rights of anti-corporate protesters from the Occupy movement. A group of human rights lawyers have slammed the New York police for using excessive force and making unjustified arrests. Police have waged a heavy-handed crackdown on the protests, making over 7,000 arrests so far. Protesters in Saudi Arabia have gathered outside the Interior Ministry to call for the release of political prisoners. Earlier, a group of Saudi women appealed for clemency in a letter sent to religious authorities worldwide. Since February 2011, protesters have frequently held rallies, mainly in the rest of eastern region. In the United Arab Emirates, security forces detain dozens of human rights activists. The arrests come a week after another prominent rights activist was detained. Rights groups have slammed Abu Dhabi for the ongoing crackdown, which began 3 months ago. Ever since, over two dozen activists have been jailed. Iran says the deputy-level talks with the P5+1 group of countries in Istanbul were positive. Three rounds of comprehensive negotiations have been held in Istanbul, Baghdad, and Moscow so far. The West accuses Iran of seeking nukes, but Tehran says its nuclear energy program is totally peaceful. Russia criticizes the U.S. for backing the armed gangs in Syria. Russia's foreign minister says America's failure to condemn the July 18th blast that killed top security officials meant it was justifying terror. Russia also condemned the new round of European Union sanctions imposed against Syria. The Labour Minister of France reveals more bad economic news for the country, the second largest member of the debt-ridden Eurozone. France's unemployment rate has risen for the 14th straight month in June to 2.9 million. The unemployment rate in mainland France and its overseas territories stands at around 10%. The UK is in its longest double-dip recession on record. Britain witnessed a GDP drop of 0.7% in the second quarter. The contraction was far worse than expected and the steepest fall since the first quarter of 2009. The poor performance is being blamed on the Diamond Jubilee celebrations and lengthy spells of wet weather. And Japan reports a trade deficit of more than $37 billion in the first half of the year. This comes as energy costs weigh heavily on the country. Japan has witnessed an increase of nearly 50% for purchasing liquefied natural gas, 16% more for crude oil shipments.